Take Red. 800-645-4371.
The Mickey Plyler Show is on the air.
Everybody has their own little opinions, and it all gets homogenized, and you lose the whole edge of it. I'm going with Jerk Store. Jerk Store is the line. Jerk Store.
Now back to Mickey and Zach.
A boy's born in hot damn Mississippi, surrounded by four walls that ain't so pretty. His parents give him love and affection to keep him strong, moving in the right direction, living just enough for the city. His father works some days for 14 hours.
You know, Mr. Orr 24, Jack Lake Tonto, I see what you did over there.
What's that?
Coming back from the last two segments, you played my two favorites and you tried to get me in a good mood.
Just try it, man. You've been down. I'm trying to bring you up.
No, bud. No, I'm with you on this one. Hey, Engineered Sleep. I'm on their website right now, engineeredsleep.com, and it says click here for the special from 105.5, The Roar. And what you can get here is this special topper right now that's normally $140. It's this 2-inch titanium fused memory foam toppers. That's normally $140 for the twin. You get it for $40 right now. The full, normally $140, you get it for $40 right now. They had this overrun. I didn't know this. The titanium draws the heat from your body, reducing the temperature you sleep on while supplies last. So go with Engineer Sleep. Right up in the upper left-hand corner, right when you sign on to engineersleep.com. The new website looks amazing, by the way. Get your mattress, get your adjustable bed, visit their showroom. Everything looks great. But more importantly right now, take advantage of this thing. This thing's going to go away. Get the titanium topper. $140 now, just for $40. 244-0898. 244-0898. We've had a very interesting morning, a little edgy morning this morning. I didn't plan on it. That's just how we are. Let's get Toby and Anderson, Northern Communication Phone Lines, Reaction Monday. Hey, Toby, thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm good, Mick. How you doing, bud?
Couldn't be better.
Hey, that comment about Tiger Woods, man, in my opinion, if he was juicing, he would be doing like Barry Bonds was doing, and he'd be winning golf tournaments and all that. I mean, the man, I just don't think he's juicing. I just think he's worked exceptionally hard in rehab and all that to get just where he's at right now.
I don't know. I mean, I hadn't seen Tiger's back. Does he have back acne? Does he have, is his head getting bigger? I don't know what these things do, man. I don't know how you mask it. I don't know how you spin your blood and dope your blood. And I don't know anything about that. I do know this, that among his peers and the people that he hangs out with, people, you don't hear any like whispers. There's nobody saying that. He looks big, but he didn't look like some ripped up, roided up, roid rage juicer. I don't see it. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe it'll come out one day that he was. I don't know. I mean, the PGA Tour, Toby, are these issues that we're having right now? Are golfers out there juicing up? I don't think they are, but maybe I'm just naive and stick my head in the sand. I don't know.
I wouldn't look at Jason Duffner and think he's juicing up by no means.
He's juicing up, but it's not he needs to juice on the juicer, the fruit juicer, the vegetable juicer, rather than the fork. Goodness gracious.
I know that's right. Hey, Mick, can you do me a favor, brother?
Yes,
you call Frick Used Cars Towing Service and get me out of the ditch over here? Because when you made that comment about the Cooter Show or whatever you said, I run off in the ditch over here on Highway 24, brother.
I hope you're okay, Toby. I didn't mean for you to...
No, I'm good, man.
I appreciate the phone call. Take care.
Hey, Mickey, in 20 years, I think that's the funniest thing you've ever said. That and when Zach was acting like he was at a Mexican siesta the other week getting ready for Cinco de Mayo.
Hey, I don't know why we don't get that anymore. We got it one day, and I got to wait till Cinco de Mayo next year to get the yakakiki. I don't know. I need it again. He might sneak one in here.
That's got to be played. That's got to be played when y'all come back from break or something. He's got to play that like a recording or something.
That's what I'm saying. More Cooter and Pork Rind on 92.2, the cooler. You know, appreciate the phone call, man.
Bob and Jim in the morning.
That's it. Cooter and Pork Rind.
Y'all have a good one, brother.
Thank you, Toby. Appreciate the phone call. Here's something I don't understand about music stations. And maybe somebody could help me out with this one. I'm going to ask. I'm waiting on Pork Rind over there to to make sure. Explain this to me there, Pork Rind. How could you have... Is Casey Kasem, is he dead now? Isn't he dead? Is he dead?
Hold on, there's a dog in here.
There's a what? Where are you going? No, I got the show. Oh, who is that? There's a dog in the studio. Whose is it? Did we leave the door open? This does sound like the Cooter and Pork Rind show. Who's that? You have no idea? What a pretty boy. Got a collar on. I'll get back to Cooter and Pork Rind here in a second. See how that works out. T-Bird is up on our Northern Communication phone line. What's the word, Thunderbird?
I don't know, Rick. How you doing this morning? I thought that assistant you got, Jack Doerr. Yeah. I tell you what, you and Jack do a good job up there. I really like y'all.
That's too kind of you.
But what's been going on, Ricky?
Well, you know, Thunderbird, little Tiger Woods, little Clemson baseball, NBA.
Woods, that's good right there.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me tell you something. There's a lot of Tiger haters in the world. I'm not a Tiger fan. But Tiger is one of the best that's ever picked up a golf club. And he was until he got caught with steroids. Well, he didn't get caught, but he saw the writing on the wall when they caught that doctor coming in from Canada several years ago. And he said, Eldrick, it's time to drop the needle and do this thing right. Well, then he started having the back problems and all, and I think he's got his physical thing straightened out, and he's definitely not doing the drugs now, and he's really, really hitting the ball good. He would have had a real chance to win that tournament this weekend had old what's-his-name not had that big day and got so far ahead. There just wasn't any way to catch him.
Let me ask you this. And so he was doing them.
I've been waiting all day for somebody to ask me something.
So he was doing them, but now he's not doing them.
I think you're right. I think so.
No, I don't know. I'm asking. Because yeah. Ray said earlier that he's doing them now. He wasn't doing them. Now he was doing them. Now you're saying he used to do them, but now he doesn't do them.
That's right. I think he used to do them, and he quit doing them, and it took a while for his system to get him out of his system, for his muscles and all to get back in order. And a lot of the things that is showing up now, the steroids recovering and masking and, helping the recovery.
Right.
But he's a great talent. I got no problem with Tiger Woods. But the only thing I dislike about him on TV is he can be 8 shots behind, and they're going to show every shot Tiger Woods does. Even if he had to step behind a tree for 30 seconds, they're going to show that.
Wonder why.
And you're going to miss the leaders.
Yeah, but wonder why.
You're going to see Tiger Woods hit a duck hook.
Yeah, but wonder why.
Why is that? Huh?
Because he moves the needle. Because his Tiger Woods shooting 75 is more than watching Chesson Hadley shoot 62.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Do you think that had to turn out down to the players this weekend if Tiger hadn't been playing?
No. He moves the needle. And when he didn't play,
absolutely.
Those years he didn't play, we didn't talk about golf here on the show. Now we do, and people call like crazy, texting like crazy.
That's a lot. NASCAR. And in the last years of Bill Elliott, before he retired, and before Dale Earnhardt's unfortunate demise, which I was not an Earnhardt fan, but I laughed when he hit the wall and I cried when they said he died.
Mm.
That's just the way I felt about him.
Mm.
NASCAR was on the verge of nothing, going out, and now his Dale Jr. came along. If Dale Jr.'s name had been Dale Smith or Dale Plow or something like that, you'd never heard of him past Greenville Pickens.
Oh, but if
but
it was,
he was Earnhardt.
If it was Dale Plow, then we'd talk about him every day on the show, and it'd be a big deal.
Well, only if he was in the studio with you. But, you know, it's just certain people are good for the sport, love them or hate them. That's like LeBron James right now.
Yeah.
I could care less if every basketball in the world blew up right now and they couldn't finish the season. I could care less. And what's the big deal about somebody 6'8" to 7'4" jumping up in the air and dropping a ball through a net that's 10 feet off the ground? Whoop-dee-doo. That's a lot of athleticism. And a horse. Who could care less about a horse if he can't pull a plow and get the weeds out of a garden? What damn good is a horse? You don't eat them.
Some do.
I don't understand sports today.
Thank you.
I don't understand all these smartphones. Just mark me back in Mickey Mantle being the greatest baseball player that ever picked up a bat era.
Simple times.
Huh?
Simple times. Back to the simple old time. Easy living days, simple days.
Simpler times with simpler minds. I was talking to a fellow the other day, and he was talking about, I even forget the guy's name now, about he hit twice the postseason home run Mickey Mantle ever did. I said, yep. He never won a World Series, but his team was in the playoffs, and he had possibly seven games in the first series, possibly seven more in the second series, then they made the World Series. That's 21 postseason games.
Yeah.
If you go to the World Series.
Yep.
Mickey Mantle had to win the pennant to even have a postseason shot.
That's it.
And he's still leading the World Series home runs.
That's it.
I just don't know.
I'm with you, T-Bird.
Just changed up. Huh?
I said, I'm with you, buddy.
I tell you where I am these days in electronic gadgets. I got a flip phone, really. Now I know you can't believe that, but I do. And I bought a tablet for one reason. That's listening to CCP. I listen to Clemson baseball games. I like the Ricky Plyler show and just things like that. I listen to y'all. I enjoy it. I'm retired. I don't play golf till 12 o'clock. Got to fill in the hour sometime. Y'all do a good job at it.
Well, I'm glad you let us do it, buddy.
I'm just glad you're there.
I appreciate the phone call. Yes, sir.
How many days before the first Clemson football game?
Is it 140-something, 130-something?
I don't know. I'm asking you.
We'll find out.
We need to keep up with that because it's just a matter of time before you go up there and have to have a whole bucket of ice to get by them games.
I love it. See you later, Rick.
See you, Rick.
Thank you, T-Bird. Mm-hmm. Appreciate the phone call. You know how Tiger Woods moves the needle?
No.
This is who missed the cut this weekend. Brant Snedeker, Phil Mickelson. Ben Martin. Did Rory miss the cut? Bill Haas.
Rory missed the cut.
William McGirt. These guys missed the cut, right?
Yep.
Pat Perez, top 15 in the world. Rory missed the cut.
Yep.
Martin Keimer. Ricky Fowler missed the cut.
Correct.
Kyle Stanley missed the cut. These guys, Luke List missed the cut.
Yep.
But like, is anybody going, are they finished? Are they washed up? Are they finished? You know? But yet, Tiger, if we let Tiger miss one, oh, that's it. He's finished. You know? Mm-hmm. He moves the needle when he misses a cut.
Mm-hmm.
Sergio Garcia finished 70th. Is anybody going, is Sergio done? Is he, you know, Phil Mickelson now done? Just typical stuff there.
You miss a lot of excitement over here.
Yeah, what is that? Is that Brad's dog?
That's Ben out there.
Is that Ben's dog?
No. This dog is, I guess, lost and was looking for its owner and tried to get in the truck with Ben. So Ben let it inside and it walked all the way around and came in here. And hung out with me for a little while.
It's got a collar, though, right?
Yeah, she does.
Can we call the phone number?
He's doing it. I don't know what he's doing out there.
It's a beautiful dog.
Yeah, it's a cute little puppy.
It's like some sort of spaniel type situation.
I don't know, but she was very sweet.
Beautiful.
I think Ben just let her out into the road playing in traffic.
No. There's no traffic in front of her place, which is good.
Yeah.
Except for the people storming the building, all the cyclists now storming the building.
Except the cyclists.
Let me get to some of our Twitter stuff quick. 654 Roar. Lee writes in, this is at Mickey Pollard at Mr. Orr 24. Lee writes in, can I get a birthday shout out from all the WCCP crew today? You guys are the best in the business. No, Lee, we did not do birthday shout outs and we are not going to wish you a very happy birthday today.
Nope, we won't do it. We hope you have a very aggressively mediocre birthday today.
MJK or Big Sexy Tiger said, Tiger's brilliant play made Goff a must watch on Sunday. At 42 years of age, he continues to move the viewing needle more than any athlete we've ever seen or ever will see. Also, the NBC team has surpassed CBS. Bones adds great value and perspective to the coverage. Also, Faraday on NBC certainly helps out. Coach Boom writes in, all we got to do is look at your calves, know you're juicing. Matt writes in, to be honest with you, I heard cycling. I thought we were talking about Todd Ellis. Cycling in, cycling out. Toby writes in, hey, Mickey, can y'all wish my wife, Elaine, a happy 38th birthday? Thank you, bud. No, Toby, we will not wish your wife, Elaine, a happy 38th birthday. We hope that she has a happy 38th birthday.
Listen, we do 37th birthdays here and 39th, but right. We do not do 38th.
Right. Matt writes in.
She's back.
Matt writes in that, hey, Mickey Pollard, dog walks in. Mr. Orr's like, oh, squirrel. He got totally distracted. Mr. Orr 24 is a huge dog fan. Winston, his dog, is a great dog. He loves my dogs. He loves all dogs. He is a big dog fan. And now, I tell you, when you go play with the dog, hit the clock button over there. I mean, the time clock, because you're not working right now. But that's fine. Cute dog. Let me get Fear the Turtle on a Monday morning. This ought to be good. Good morning, Fear the Turtle. How you doing?
Oh, I love Angry Mickey on the radio. It's the best of. I just want you to know that, all right?
Well, here's the thing. Whenever it happens, man, I get like five or six friends and two or three people here at the station going, egg him on. That's the best. He's at his best when he's edgy. Egg him on.
That's what I was getting ready to say.
Yeah.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Zach needs to kind of push the envelope a little bit. And if you had a sidekick, that would just kind of do that a little bit. Like little simple things. Like when you're doing that and then all of a sudden it's just kind of like, then you start that Trevor Lawrence and Kelly Bryant debate again, and you get these people calling in. And see, if it was me and I was your sidekick, I'd say something like, you know something, Kelly, if you're going to play in the spring game like that this coming year, well, you just might as well go ahead and transfer and get that free T-shirt, all right?
Ouch.
Because Trevor Lawrence is the Messiah, all right? And then I'd kick it up even further like Fox News, and I'd be like, guess what, guys? I didn't want to tell you this, but after the game, I see Trevor Lawrence walk across the lake and heal an injured swan. So if that's not a sign that we're going to win four national championships in a row, I don't know what to tell you.
Four
that's
Heismans.
How I would do it.
Four Heismans, four national championships.
Exactly.
I'm with you, buddy.
Exactly. You got to hype these people up. See, I thought you'd be in a good mood today just because, you know, well, your boy Jordan Spieth, he took a quad on 18, so I kind of thought you'd be happy today.
Tiger spanked Jordan Spieth yesterday. Oh, Michael, one shot, one yard from perfect. He hits the ball 40 yards out in the middle of water. Oh, Michael, wind got me, Michael.
Oh. Yeah, he's a bit of a whiner.
Oh.
But Tiger, the back acne and all that, if I remember correctly, Tiger was kind of linked to that one doctor, but I don't really think anything came of it. That being said, everybody's better athletes, you know, on the tour these days. You know, there ain't nobody like, there's very few people like Craig Stadler walking around the golf course. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Craig Stadler was a great guy, by the way. He's a good
dude. Yeah, he was a great golfer. But, I mean, you see guys like Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
Jesus. I mean, that guy's, he's stacked.
Is Brooks Koepka, Jason Day, Dustin Johnson, are they juicing right now?
I don't think so.
I don't either.
I think a lot of it's technology. I mean, well, who was it? Tom Kite. I think I read an article about 10 years ago with Tom Kite, and he was hitting the driver 30 yards longer now in his 50s than he was when he was on the PGA Tour. So, you know,
technology's
got a lot to do with
it. I hit it longer now than I used to hit it, and I'm 50 years old, and I don't work out like those guys work out. So, technology, man. Technology. Balls. Clubs, we figured it all out, and the biomechanical teaching that we're doing now of knowing exactly what the body's doing, the high-tech cameras, the high speed, all the TrackMan, flight scope
exactly.
Stuff, all the four-piece balls that match with the clubs and the spin rates and launch angles, they're doing a great job with this, no doubt.
Yeah, they are. All right, well, I got to go. One more thing, though, Mickey,
All right?
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. We, the jury, find the defendant guilty. Roll Tide. Mr. 24, you okay over there, man? You got a little the dog kind of threw you off a little bit.
I didn't throw me off. I'm just excited for the dog.
Yeah.
Why would you not be excited for the dog?
I'm excited for it. Quickly.
You get to meet her here in the break.
Quickly.
Quickly.
Formula One, I think you and I need to get into it.
What's the Formula One? Yeah, how does that sound?
It's a little higher pitch. Like.
They're going a little faster on some parts.
Dude, they're going like 250 miles an hour. But they have so many turns. Let me look this up right quick. Formula One steering wheel. Somebody tried to tell me this one time.
Yeah, it looks like a gaming controller.
Yeah, Formula One steering wheel cost. A Formula One steering wheel is $50,000. A Formula One chassis is $650,000. The front wing and nose cone of a Formula One car is $160,000. The rear wing is $80,000.
Dang.
It cost the engine of a Formula One car, the engine unit, is $7.7 million.
My goodness.
The cost of a Formula One car, you ready for this? $9.4 million.
I'm guessing those owners are pissed they crash.
They wrecked on lap one in Spain yesterday.
Ooh.
Can't name one guy, though. We'll take a short break. We'll come back. Harbin Lumber, remember the number 353-5053, 353-5053. Let them be your full-service lumber yard company. Let them come in. Your upstate builders, remodels, and handymen, building anything. You need shingles. You need insulation. You need doors. You need windows. You need anything. Installed services. You need interior products, exterior products. They're going to take care of you. It is our great friends over at Harbin Lumber. For over 100 years now, they've done it right. HarbinLumber.com. Harbin Lumber. Remember the number 353-5053. HarbinLumber.com. We'll take a short break, come back. Phone calls, text, tweets, reaction Monday. More after this.
It's summertime, so make your living easy. Don't let the outside stay in. Get a clean like no other with Zero Res. Zero Res carpet and air duct cleaning make the insanely clean carpets. No one else can clean like Zero Res because they use powered water and leave no residue behind. Mention my name, Mickey Plyler, and receive 3 rooms for only $129 and a free hallway. Call 864-558-7300 or visit ZeroResGreenville.com to make your appointment. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean.
No matter where you're going, you'll see hundreds of convenience stores along your route. What sets Locomart in Clemson apart? Quality gasoline at awesome prices? Yes. Rewards to help you save even more money? Yes. But you'll also find a huge craft beer selection at Locomart that you wouldn't find at a normal convenience store. There's only one stop you need to make. Locomart on Old Greenville Highway and Highway 123. Proudly locally owned and operated. Marathon. Fueling the American spirit.
CMH Services is South Carolina's source for new Crown and Unicarriers forklifts, used forklifts, and forklift parts, service, and rentals. CMH offers a complete line of material handling solutions for every application. CMH is dedicated to providing their customers the equipment, knowledge, and support they need to make every operation a total success. Locally owned since 1968. Call 800-922-9569 to find out more or go online cmhservices.net. That's cmhservices.net.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Earnings vary based on your effort.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free 2-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get 2 free tickets to Than's workshop, call 1-800-640-88. Seating is extremely limited. Call in the next 10 minutes and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. That's 1-800-640-88. That's 1-800-640-88.
What interest rate would you rather pay on your credit card debt? 17% or less than 6% APR? The answer is obvious, Lightstream. Because with Lightstream, you may be able to consolidate credit card debt and dramatically cut your interest rate to as low as 5.49% APR with AutoPay. Plus, radio listeners get an additional rate discount. Just go to Lightstream.com/radio. With average interest rates on credit card debt at 17% APR, Lightstream could save you thousands in interest. And because Lightstream is a division of SunTrust Bank, one of the nation's largest and strongest financial institutions, you can have complete peace of mind. The application takes just minutes, and there are no fees and no pressure. Just lower rates, one low fixed monthly payment, and huge savings. So if you have good to excellent credit, apply today and get a special interest rate discount when you go to Lightstream.com/radio. That's Lightstream.com/radio. Lightstream.com/radio.
Subject to credit approval, rates include 0.5% auto pay discount, available only when you select auto pay prior to loan funding. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit Lightstream.com for important information about limits on Lightstream loans.
Weiler Show is on the air.
These guys just thrive on pushing the limits.
105.5 The Roar. Now back to Mickey and Zach.
Mm-hmm. Hey, our friends at Blue Ridge Security have us safe and secure. And they turned it over to Priority One about, what was that, Zach? About a year and a half, two years ago? And now Priority One is the name I want you to learn, live, love. And when the only confusing part of Priority One is it O-N-E or is it numeral one? When you put on PriorityOneSecurity.com, put the numeral one in. And I mean, you can probably find it the other way, but Priority One is a company that we love and trust and family-owned and family-operated. We decided to go with them and Dustin, all the good folks over there. We always appreciate everything they do for us, the high-tech stuff. Ben Milstead just got him an upgrade to his deal and reminds me I need to call the folks and do the same thing at my house. These are great people. All the technology, that's what they're always doing, man. They're always looking for something better and always upgrading and all this kind of stuff. That's really cool. It's Priority One Security Studios, PriorityOneSecurity.com. Jinx Patrick texts in. See, Simpson's obviously taking steroids. Last year I saw him, he's 110 pounds. Now he's clearly up to 130 pounds. Webb Simpson is not a physical beast. He's not intimidating by any stretch of the imagination. And he just shot 18 under par and won the TPC. So the question would be, why would anybody ever try to juice through any of that stuff? I don't think that's an issue at all. Tomorrow's show, Mr. Orr 24, Clemson, I think Clemson's going to get a football commitment today. We'll tell you about it on tomorrow's show. The other part of tomorrow's show, I'm going to get into Woody McCorvey's thoughts about Dabo Swinney in Alabama. Did you see those, Tonto?
I did not see those, Ricky.
You didn't see any of what Woody McCorvey said?
I might have. If you start talking about it, I'm sure I'll recognize it.
ESPN piece. I'm going to read it now, and we're going to talk about it tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
We're going to preview it today, talk about it tomorrow.
Got it.
Because I want to talk about my experience across the state again for the last 30 minutes of the show. Former Alabama coach, assistant coach Woody McCorvey, who's Swinney's position coach at Alabama and serves as his right-hand man at Clemson, doesn't see Swinney returning to Alabama, even if mama calls. On an ESPN piece, Chris Lowe, great writer for ESPN, Woody McCorvey says, quote, Dabo is Clemson. That's who he is. Dabo's the perfect fit here. He can go get on his moped and ride from the house to the office and then back to the house, and everybody just waves at him, and he's just waving at everybody. Some places you can't do that. And I look at his kids. Clemson's all they know. The only place they know, the only thing they know about Alabama is their daddy played there. They've grown up here in Clemson now. He's got two sons on the team. This is home. He says that Swinney told Lowe that his job that's his job to make it harder for the next coach at Clemson, not try to follow Nick Saban. Swinney said, quote, it doesn't matter if you're behind Nick or not at Alabama. Listen, I spent 13 years there, so I get it. I know exactly what the mentality is there and something I tried to always fight for here. You don't see that anywhere in our building. It's that national championship or bust. Our team goals are to win the opener, win the division, win the state championship, win the conference, and win the closer. He goes on to say that now, hopefully this will be a job that will be hard for the next guy because we've created a standard. That's what you want. You want to take a job that has a winning tradition, has a high expectation, that everybody's fully invested. To me, I'd rather have that than take over a program that everybody is fired for for a reason. We have that and some right here at Clemson. We'll talk much more about that tomorrow. I just want to give a little preview of that one. Interesting comments. The last 28 minutes of the show, Mr. Orr 24. As I told you, I traveled the state this past, well, the upper part of the state, from Clemson to Columbia and back yesterday.
You went for Mother's Day.
Yes. I went down the interstate and came back the back roads.
Got a crappy sandwich from a substation that will not be named.
Right.
Firehouse.
This wasn't good.
Firehouse.
Anyway. This wasn't as good as the normal standard jar.
Firehouse?
Yeah, but one here is great.
One here is really good, actually.
Yeah. So I noticed that I just, and I do this all the time now, and maybe it's just my sick mind, that I just noticed, I try to keep up with an unofficial tally, because I'll get distracted. I heard a pretty good sermon yesterday going down, so just didn't go to church yesterday, so I kind of got that in there a little bit, but just in my unofficial count, tally head, I'm thinking anywhere from 30 to 40 Clemson license plates, bumper stickers, you know, window stickers, car flags, mailboxes, flags on the home, those little, you know, either the big flags that hang on the house or the little ones that, you know, like the little garden flags you kind of see, about the little knee-high things in there. About 30 to 10, maybe not even 10, maybe like 8 South Carolina. 30 to 40 Clemson and about 6 or 8 or 10 South Carolina. And that's license tags and bumper sticker, all that kind of stuff. And I'm just wondering what it would have been, thinking back to 5 and 6 and 7 years ago. Look, I don't blame a South Carolina fan for not flying all full color spirit at this point in time. I mean, I get it. I understand that. I don't think that the state is a Clemson state. And I still think there's more Gamecock fans in the state than South Carolina fans.
Yep.
But as far as flying that, and as far as the newbies and coming towards that, I do think that in say, Greenville, let's say someone transferred to Greenville 4 years ago from, Fear the Turtle, from Baltimore, Maryland. Crab cakes and football is what they do. He or she gets transferred down, and they get invited to a Clemson game the first year, and they go, and then they watch them on TV, and then they get to another one, and then next thing you know, they're going over here, you know, a couple times a year, and they're tailgating and have a good time and all. I think that person, the newbie or the person that was kind of sitting the fence, I think that Clemson's made a pretty big impact with those type people.
How many of these people that you saw flying these flags, these stickers, whatever it may be, changed over?
Few ever change over.
There's more than you think there are.
I think that 1 in 100 people change. That, like, you're born into a one side of the rivalry, and because of success on the football field, you change over. Now, some people, hey, they had my major. I went to school there. I got a substitute school. I grew up in a Gamecock family, but I went to Clemson. So, yeah, you change over there. But I'm talking about just for the sheer fact of, you know what, this team's winning and the other one's not, so I'm going to pull for that team. I don't think that happens a whole lot. I think what I am noticing is that the excitement level, the motivation to do it. I mean, look, when South Carolina fans, when they won 5 in a row, you saw, and they were 33-6, it was easy to fly a car flag with a Gamecock on it. It was easy to wear the T-shirt. It was easy to wear the hat, easy to put the bumper sticker, easy to fly the flag out of the house, right?
Sure.
Now, it's not easy being a Gamecock fan right now. If you wear a Gamecock dress in a Tiger Town Tavern, and some guy tries to hold the door for you, it's not easy.
Welcome to town.
It's easier being a Clemson fan now. Now, for part of the reason why there's more Gamecocks and Tigers in the state is it's harder to drive from Charleston to Clemson than it is Charleston to Columbia, Myrtle Beach to Columbia than it is easier to drive from Myrtle Beach to Columbia than it is Myrtle Beach to Clemson. So, you know, you get the geographical part of it. It's just closer, and there's, you know, you kind of get that. A little larger school.
I hate that woman.
Come on, man.
I've never wanted to hit a girl in my life.
You didn't want to hit her.
No, never.
Okay. All right.
I thought about it.
No!
No, I didn't.
Some people don't understand your humor. But you see the point. But it's easier to be a Clemson fan right now than it is to be a South Carolina fan right now. You're going to Arizona. It's harder to follow your team because it's easier to get to Birmingham than it is to get to Arizona. You know, to get to pay. See, tickets for a South Carolina bowl game the last couple of years have been $30 or $40, $50. The Clemson's game has been $1,500. So I'm not talking about the financial burden of it all, but I'm talking about just in the fandom. And it's hard. I guess the money-wise is harder because you're buying national championship T-shirts and hats and playoff T-shirts and hats, you know, that kind of stuff.
Sure.
But as far as the motivation to go and move the needle to fly it, you're a pretty good diehard fan right now. And I hope you are, and I'm glad you are, that if you're losing 4 in a row or 5 in a row in your rivalry, you still fly the flag. This is for the Clemson fan that 5 years ago was flying his flag, it wasn't easy for him to do it. But they, you know, some of them still did it. Like, as a Gamecock fan right now, knowing that I've got a Sports Illustrated article right here, okay? Yeah. The top 25, Clemson's number 2. That's not easy on a Gamecock fan. That's pretty difficult to do, to look up and see Clemson number 2 in a preseason poll. Well, you imagine if South Carolina was number two and won a national championship a couple years ago and played in a playoff for 3 years, it wouldn't be easy to do it. I mean, look, I hosted a sports talk show here in Clemson during a five-game losing streak. I know easy and not easy, but it's just really, I'm noticing it more and more and more. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I hear you.
Let me get Chad in Columbia, 654 Roy. I kind of knew Chad would come out with this subject. How you doing, bud?
Real good, Mick. Hey, Mick, I drive from Columbia to Greenville every day, okay? And I see the same exact thing. But, so Mick, I got a stat for you. You know, the Clemson Club in Atlanta or the Gamecock Club in Atlanta is as big as the Gamecock Club in Columbia or Tiger Club in Columbia or Greenville, just for the sheer size of the population of Atlanta. So, Mick, they had a Gamecock Club meeting last week in Atlanta where their new OC was, you know, set to speak. Mickey, guess how many Gamecock fans showed up for the Atlanta Gamecock Club meeting?
124.
How many?
124.
Mickey, 13 people.
How do we know?
When I call in,
how's that documented? How do we know that now? That
is John Whittle, Big Spur. He covered the event and kind of blasted the Gamecock fans on the Big Spur about it.
Really?
And so, Mickey, this is the thing. And so I called in 6 months ago. I said, I can't believe Ray Tanner's given Muschamp a raise because, you know, their fans just aren't excited. They aren't bought in. You know, they don't have hope. You know, so how can you give a guy a raise and extension if your fans aren't sold on him or excited about it? And so
I want to make sure I'm right on this. Hold on. Atlanta has 5 million people.
Yep. And McClendon spoke, and 13 people showed up. 13 fans, and John Whittle was one of them, McClendon was one of them, and somebody else, so it was, I think, 16 total. But, you know, I'm not including John Whittle and McClendon as part of the fans. But so, yeah, it's just unbelievable. And so, Mickey, this is my question. Do you think, I'm going to give you a scenario. What do you think hurt Gamecock fans the most, okay? 4 scenarios. Number 1, Clemson won a national title. Number 2, you know, 3-9 losing to the Citadel. 3, Clemson, you know, this year, hey, when they lose Deshaun, you know, they're going to fall back, come back to earth, be 8-4. The fact that we were number 1 entering the playoff. Or last thing, Mickey, them having some hope because it's a night game and, you know, they're 8-4 whatever at the time, 8-3, and trailing 34-0 at home. Out of all those scenarios, what do you think cut them the worst? And I'll just hang up and listen.
Appreciate the phone call, Chad. I just looked it up. There's 8,800 alumni, University of South Carolina alumni in Atlanta. I'm doubting that only 13 showed up. Is John Whittle kind of, was it like, were the Braves in town? It was a big series or something? Was there a big concert? Was Taylor Swift in Atlanta that night?
She might have been.
13 people in Atlanta? What event would draw less than 13 people in Atlanta?
Georgia Tech football home game.
Good point. Ticket office. Goodness gracious. I will add another one in there, Chad, as far as what hurts Gamecock fans more. I would say that Clemson's long-term success. Like, the national championship hurt, but if it's a flash in the pan, that would hurt. But it wouldn't hurt like, oh, well, you guys had a once-in-a-generation player, and now it's gone. Lose the Citadel, yeah, but that's a one-year, one-time thing. I think it's the long-term idea that, man, these guys are really, really good. But on the other side of it, like, Auburn has proven it. Alabama can be great, and Auburn can still be really, really, really good, right? Auburn ought to be South Carolina's blueprint. Does that make sense, Zach?
They ought to be.
Alabama is the best team in the country, yet Auburn still wins the SEC West sometimes, still wins the national championship sometimes, still plays in near 6-day bowls. I'll guarantee you this. If you ask a South Carolina fan, hey, man, Clemson can win the national championship, but you're going to be ranked in the top 10. That makes it a little easier to swallow, right? I have to think that. What hurts, I guess, is the combination of Clemson being good for so long and then the fact that they, you know, couldn't quite. I mean, that they're not doing great things. Auburn finished 10th last year. Alabama won it all. Auburn finished 10th. There's no shame in finishing 10th, is there? If South Carolina won the national championship, Clemson finished 10th, at least you can say, hey, man, we're a top 10 program. I think it's the combination of all those things you talked about, Chad. Not, you know, hadn't been great. Clemson's good. But one year I could overlook it. I can't overlook it years 3 and 4. Does that make sense? Short break. We'll come back. We're going to wrap this puppy up. We're going to tell you there's some local golf today and tell you how our local guys did down there. It is our great friends at the Palmetto Dunes. I'll tell you about our Palmetto Golf Board. I didn't get a break now. I'll tell you about it when we come back. Short break wraps up. Final segment of the show on a Reaction Monday more after this.
You've worked hard for several years. Now you need someone to work hard for you on your retirement planning. Where should you invest to reach your goals? Let the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group develop a winning game plan for your future. Every client is unique and every solution is unique. It's your money and it's your future. Talk to the trusted professionals at Kiwi Financial Group in Clemson. Call today at 654-5043 or stop by the office on Pendleton Road next door to Max Drive-In.
Cars cost less than travelers rest at George Coleman Ford. With payments as low as $240 a month and zero down, drive a 2018 Focus SEL with Sync 3 and Sony Audio. Sale priced at just $16,999. They never charge any dealer fees at George Coleman Ford. Named the Upstate's only Ford President's Award winner for 2017. George Coleman Ford, where cars cost less than travelers rest. 4% APR for 84 months with approved credit. Price includes rebates. Offer valid through July 9th.
With summertime comes summertime weddings. Grooms, don't let the day get away from you without a touch-up for the big day. Right now, Roosters is offering a groomsmen party package for grooms with a party of three or more. Grooms get a free haircut and close shave, and the father of the groom gets half off. What a deal. What is a better time to look and feel your best than your big day? Give your future bride a great view walking down the aisle. Call Roosters for your appointment today at 884-8920.
Hey, Tiger fans, this is Taj Boyd. Are you ready for your upcoming move? Relax, because my friends at Tiger Moving have been trained to quarterback their move for you. Skip the headache and the backache. Hire the clean-cut, athletic movers. They have the experience, attitude, and equipment to make your moving experience completely stress-free. Call today at 908-9028 or email tigermoving@gmail.com to book your next move with Tiger Moving of Greenville. Licensed and insured to operate in Greenville, Spartanburg, and Anderson counties. Go Tigers!
No one plans a plumbing problem. Lucky for you, Roto-Rooter is there 24/7, 365, just like they have been for over 30 years. Locally owned by proud Clemson alumni, they'll handle anything. Plumbing inside or out, home or business, from sinks to disposals to septic tanks. They are the experts, serving the upstate and western North Carolina. Call 288-7686 or online at rotorooter.com.
Call Roto-Rooter, that's the name.
And away go troubles down the drain.
It's vary based on your effort. Message and data rates may apply.
Do you want to learn how to make money flipping houses right here in Greenville and Spartanburg? If so, we have an amazing opportunity for you. We're looking for a small group of motivated individuals to join our real estate investing team. You'll learn our simple three-step system for flipping homes right here in the local area. This is Than Merrill, star of A&E's hit TV show Flip This House. My team and I are looking for a handful of people in the Greenville and Spartanburg area who want to learn how to make money flipping houses in your spare time using other people's money. Greenville and Spartanburg are perfect markets for my system, and next week I'm holding a free two-hour educational workshop where you will learn how to make money flipping homes and how to build long-term wealth with income properties.
To get two free tickets to Than's workshop, text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Seating is extremely limited, so text your five-digit zip code to 82,000. Text in the next 10 minutes, and you'll also reserve a free copy of Than's Money for Deals guide. Just text your zip code to 82,000.
If you're a pro, the PPG paint you count on every day is now at the Home Depot every day, starting at only $15.97 a gallon. Count on PPG Ultra High for quick turn jobs, PPG Diamond for easy application, and PPG Timeless for guaranteed one coat hide and coverage. And now, count on the Home Depot to have it all. PPG Pro Grade Paint, starting at only $15.97 a gallon, as close as your nearest Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
did you wake up with?
Ah!
It's the Mickey Plyler Show
on WCCP
105.5 The Roar.
Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on. Stacy's mom has got it going on.
Stacy, can I come over after school?
After school. Welcome back. Final segment of the show. We've got the cutest dog here, man. I am hopeful that somebody comes in and picks it up. That's the story of the day. That dog got me in a good mood. That dog was a difference in my morning. Good stuff. Let me tell the friends here about our great friends at Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. I got an email the other day from a gentleman who said that he took his friends down. They went down for the weekend and things were amazing. He says, Mickey, you don't sell it enough. Palmetto Dunes is everything you said and more. You know, part of that is just them exceeding the expectations a little bit too, which is pretty cool. If you want to, for them to exceed your expectations, think about Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. The beautiful oceanfront resort in Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. I lived there. I worked there. These are good people. It is a great product. And it's something that they truly care. You know, we care about making money. Sure. Certainly. No doubt about that. But they also care about golf in this state. And that's why they sponsored this great segment, Palmetto Golf Report. PalmettoDunes.com, the award-winning resort, the award-winning island, the award-winning website that make it so easy for you. Do like our listeners, many of our listeners have done now, and that's sneak down for a week or a weekend at PalmettoDunes.com. The players this past weekend, Dustin Johnson finished 17th. He's now the number two player in the world. Scott Brown finished 23rd with Richie Rowinski. So we only had three guys. Lucas Glover made the cut but didn't do Sunday after shooting 78 on Saturday, so he was one of them. MDFs. Outside of that, everybody else missed it. I can tell you the good news is, as far as our local teams at the NCAA men's regional coming up, Clemson is going to the regional in College Station, Texas, and they hadn't started as of yet, but I can tell you that my team leaderboard comes up, that the leaderboard's not available yet, but they are down in College Station, Texas, and South Carolina is going there as well. So we got a couple teams going there, and we'll tell you much more about that on tomorrow's show. Go to golfstat.com and follow the Traditions Golf Club there, 7,121 yards in Bryan, Texas, for the Texas A&M Regional. And that's a three-day event. The top five schools move on. So hopefully good news there for Clemson and South Carolina coming out of that. That's our Palmetto Golf Report. Again, keep sending me your emails. Follow them on their social media. Go see and make your tee times and make your accommodations. You're going to love Palmetto Dunes and PalmettoDunes.com. Let's finish up the show. Let's get a couple phone calls here to finish things up on a Reaction Monday. Jeff is in Pendleton. Hey, good morning, Jeff. Thanks for hanging on, man. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I just wanted to make the comment that what I think is part of the apathy on the part of Gamecock fans is not only are the Tigers doing well, but your other main rival, the Bulldogs, are doing pretty good too.
You know, I didn't put
and
those two
it
together.
It would be like if we were – it would be like if we were sitting here and South Carolina made the playoffs and Florida State made the playoffs too. We know that we got to play them every year.
I didn't put that two and two together, but you're right. I agree with you. It's seeing that your upper mobility in your state and your upper mobility in your division, both teams right now are two of the best. That's a very interesting observation. I didn't put Georgia in that conversation. I should have.
Yep. Well, I mean, I just think that's a double whammy. You know, more salt in the wound.
It's a great point, Jeff.
Have a good day, Big.
You too, bud. Appreciate the phone call. We didn't add the Georgia aspect in there, Zach or Mishore 24 Tonto. We didn't, Jack. Like, we didn't add that part of the equation in there. That it's not just Clemson that's doing well, but it's Georgia also. I'll ask you this, Zach. Is it going to be easier for the Gamecocks to make a dent in that Clemson lead that they have right now in this rivalry, or that Georgia lead that they have right now in this rivalry?
Probably Georgia, right? Because it's not as sustained at this point in time.
And, you know, Kirby Smart, yeah, hadn't gotten there. And I don't know. On the other side of it, I think Georgia's recruiting is going to be as good or better than Clemson's coming up, and the state of Georgia's so good.
But exactly right. It all starts with recruiting. You know, like a texter just pointed out, they haven't had a five-star since Clowney down there.
Yeah. Meanwhile, Georgia last year, I think I'm right saying this. Let me see what the Georgia Bulldogs did last year. How many they got out of that class? I mean, they Georgia and Clemson widened the gap with South Carolina last year, right? Is that safe to say?
Yeah.
And so how do you make a dent in those right now? It's not easy. So much of this is about timing. And it's not easy, man. It's not easy coming into – no South Carolina coach has ever had to face a Georgia and Clemson the way they are right now at the same time. So the timing of it tells you that's very tough. Georgia already has one five-star in this class. In last year's class – bear with me a second, I can tell you this – Georgia signed 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Georgia signed 8 Rivals.com 5-stars in this class. South Carolina hadn't signed a 5-star since Jadeveon Clowney. How are you gonna make it up?
It's a process. A lengthy process.
What process?
Trust the process.
From and Isaiah Wilson the year before, that's 10, 11 since Clowney came out. On Georgia's roster right now, when Georgia faces South Carolina's second game of the season, yeah, well, Easton's gone, but Hardeman and Nada were 5-stars. That's 13. And let me get the class of 2015 in here, just to tell you, 13 to nothing right now in that. And 2000, that's two more. God was still there. Trenton Thompson's gone. 14 5-stars to no 5-stars. How are you going to beat them on the field? Texas said, how about the early 80s? Georgia and Clemson, they were the back-to-back defending national champions in 1982. But they weren't preseason top three.
Yeah.
And they weren't, both of them, well, I think it's tougher now. I think that the head coach of South Carolina has a tougher job now than Jim Carlin faced in 1982, facing Georgia and Clemson. Just my opinion. Maybe I'm wrong about that. 654-ROAR, 654-7627.
7627.
The dog really threw us off, man. What a cute little puppy, huh?
I'm just thinking about going to play with it after the show.
Someone's going to call in and reclaim their dog, I hope.
Sneakily hope they don't.
Really?
You want it? She's a cute little puppy.
You want it?
Just trying to think about how I can talk Kristen into it.
You can't do it. Don't do it.
I can do it, all right?
No, can't do it.
I can do it.
Brad, he's from Allstate Agency. I'm a good hands, Brad. He's a good hands. Allstate, call him at 292-3001. Email him, Brad. He's at Allstate.com. Get in touch with him, Brad. He's insurance.com. Better coverage, better rates. Come a good friend, Brad. He's insurance.com. On a serious note, call Brad Hughes. Make one phone call today. 292-3001. See if he can give you better coverage, better rates,
yep,
or both.
Yep.
Get in touch with a good friend, Brad Hughes, at Allstate.com. We didn't talk enough about this day. I forgive us for doing it. Yesterday, walk-offs in Columbia and in Clemson.
Mm.
I don't know if that's ever happened in the same day before. I would doubt that it has. But a walk-off in Columbia, 1-0 against Missouri. A walk-off in Clemson, 3-2 against Austin Peay. So it was walk-off Sunday in the Palmetto State yesterday. Buddy, skip the music. 2-minute drill. What do you got for me?
The New York Yankees, the Bronx Bombers, if you will, again, won a series this weekend against the Athletics, taking 2 out of 3 at home. They hit the road and go to Washington for a 2-game set. They are the first team this season, the only team this season, and the only team since 2003 to have 4 players, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, hit 10 or more home runs by the 40th game of the season. And, of course, those 4 players this year, Stanton, Judge, Gregorius, and Gary Sanchez. Stanton had another wild weekend this weekend. Went 4-for-4 yesterday with a home run and joined that club.
Man, can y'all get off Stanton now that he's good again?
Boo!
My Tim and Joe brought to you by Eric Newton, ericnewton.com. For all of your real estate needs, get in touch with him, ericnewton.com. Our great friend Eric Newton can help you with any real estate needs you have here. Hey, Zach, I